The way out is through. It's up to fucking you to do it. The Stoics. Hey everyone, Steven again. Today, Stoics, last one in this series. Maybe we'll revisit them again at a later time. But another principle, another perspective on life to become intentional today. And this is about understanding obstacles, harnessing them as your personal trainer, per se, right? You can think of it as something that is going to grow you. You know, obstacles, challenges, these are things that weed out the boys from the men, the girls from the women, the strong from the weak. These are what refine your character. In fact, the etymology, the origin of the word character comes from, I think it's a Greek or Latin word for chisel. You know, we're chiseling at your character here. We're refining your entire being. And that's beautiful. So, let's hit off right with the practice. Imagine every time something comes your way, something unexpected happens. You know, you have a flat tire. You have, you get sick and you feel like shit for a week. You know, you do all these things. It's an opportunity to practice these Stoic principles, to adjust your perspective, to understand that this is what this practice is for, is to get across these things without perturbing my equanimity, my quality of peace. And all these things are ultimately going to make me stronger, going to make you stronger. So expect failure. Challenges are going to come your way. You're going to fail. You know, if you're not failing, if you're not having the opportunity to learn from being shit-faced, from fucking up, then you're not trying hard enough. You're not actually putting in the diligent work to get to where you want. Right? And again, this is all about what you want. This is about your life. What do you want? Who do you want to be? What do you want to experience? How do you want to help? And this is the hardest work, right? Refining your character, living a fulfilling life, a life well lived. This is the fucking hardest work there is. There's a reason why not everyone does it. There's a reason why you see mediocrity everywhere. Okay, this is it. Like I said, the obstacles, these failures, these are going to weed out the people who are dedicated from the people who are hopeless, the people who lack the drive. I think it was Nietzsche who said it. You know, it's mainly about your why. If you have a big enough why, you will go through anyhow. You know, the why is the most fundamental part. And you could also relate this to Joseph Campbell, to the hero's journey. If you're not familiar with that, I highly recommend you check his work out. Again, that's Joseph Campbell. But the hero's journey, it's about leaving your comfort zone, going out into the world of chaos, and you know, the world unknown, and facing various trifles, facing people, facing, you know, monsters, demons, whatever the fuck it is. And then over time, that builds you up. You're getting closer to the goal, to the reason you left. And eventually you come to the final boss. You come to the final villain, right? The one thing you need to get past to finally reach that gold or that knowledge, whatever it is. And fundamentally, in all of these stories, it's that last challenge is about facing yourself. Right? It's about really you're going to have to let go of everything about you. You're going to have to shed. You're going to have to molt. You're going to have, for all intensive purposes, for lack of a better word, you're going to have to die and become someone new. You know, you can't go back after that point. And I think, again, it's Campbell who talks about this. He says, you have to get through that. And then once that's done, then that final boss, that final villain, you know, the ogre, the whatever the fuck it is, that's when you can get past that. And ultimately you get, you attain your final goal, and then you return back to where you're from where you came. And you share that knowledge, you share that fortitude, that wisdom, that temperance, that courage, these stoic values. You share that with the people in your community. Right? You ultimately did this for a reason greater than yourself. That's what this is about. That is how you live a fulfilling life. I feel like I can say that confidently at this point. Right? You can either be completely nihilistic in the fucking shithole, or you can live with purpose. You can find through your strengths, through your community, you can find what brings value and how to live well. And so, you know, things that are going to scare you, things that are going to traumatize you, right? You can cower from what happened, or you can acknowledge it. You can learn from it and you can grow from it. Like, this is a game, again, about getting back up faster towards your purpose. This is, it's kind of like a meditation, right? You bring your attention back to the breath when you wander. And this is bringing your attention back to your goals, to your purpose when you get off track. And through these obstacles, through these challenges of character and of soul, right? This is a soul endurance. That's something the Stoics talk about, is refining your character and your soul to endure, to bear the suffering that is ultimately here no matter what. You can't get out, right? I don't care how much money you have, how good looking you are, what you're about is, you're gonna suffer. Life is gonna throw you through the fucking tumble and dry cycle. It's gonna, you will be on your knees begging for mercy. And you have to do your best and know that. There's a story from the Stoics about the Greek god Apollo and the fact that he was an archer. And his practice was, you know, he would pull back the bow, right? And he would narrow it down to the best of his ability, right? He, with all of his attention and all of his being, he would shoot that arrow. And after that, he would have to let go. He'd have to let go of the outcome because he knew it was now out of his control. Right? There's other things acting on it. There's the wind. There's physics. There's all this shit acting on that arrow now. And he knows he did his best. And knowing that, he is at peace. And this relates back to your life in every fundamental way. Like, you're going to go out into the world and you're going to have goals. You're going to have ideas you want to embody. You're going to have all this stuff. You do your absolute best. But ultimately, you can't change the world alone. You can't help anyone. You can't fix everything. But you go at it with your best intention, with your best effort. And if they're willing to receive the help, if they're willing to help you change the world, if we work together, then it will come to fruition. But that practice, again, of non-attachment, of knowing what's in your control, of overcoming these obstacles, these are the things that lead to your internal peace, to your fulfillment, to your cultivation of character, your refinement of virtue. And the things that happen will happen. The Stoics again say that, they say Deo Volente. Deo Volente, whatever it is, it would mean God willing. God willing, it'll be how it is. Right, it's out of my control. I did my best. And now worrying about it, stressing about it, anxiety about it will change nothing. And in fact, it takes away from my purpose elsewhere, from my energy. So, with that, I hope, have an understanding of Stoicism. We know how we can practice it and embody it in our life. You know, we'll probably end up revisiting this, maybe going into the metaphysics, the epistemology of why these ancients believed what they believed and how that led to these practices. But, you know, foundationally, these, beyond all that, are useful. Right? I don't think anyone can argue that these acknowledgments of reality, these character-building exercises, these are worthwhile. These will improve your life. So, if you enjoyed this series, please subscribe. Please like it, share it with your friends. I want to help people. I've gotten so much value from this fucking incredible thing called the internet. Through podcasts, through YouTube, so many inspiring people doing amazing work. And I think you're amiss. I think you're missing out on something if you aren't taking advantage of the personal development, of the spiritual connection is right in front of you. And so, I'll keep trying to inform you, maybe even inspiring you. I will keep putting out more information on different philosophies of life, different tips, different tools and tactics to take us all further and to live intentionally. Because this, again, is it. This is your chance. Advance on life now. Know what you want, but get so fucking present in the journey that it becomes the reward. Till next time, stay sincere. Practice negative visualization. Practice projective visualization. Know your control. And use life well.